Listener Production.
Hi, Saskia Channing here with the latest. Anger continues to grow following the senseless murder of Central West mum Molly Ticehurst. Domestic violence advocates are pleading for urgent reforms, including an overhaul of the state's bail laws, while the Premier has ordered a review into how Molly's alleged killer was given bail on rape charges 15 days before her death. Meantime, floral tributes are being laid outside the 29-year-old's home in Forbes. A GoFundMe has been set up to cover her funeral costs, with $32,000 already raised. And a reminder, domestic violence support is available 24/7 on 1-800-RESPECT. Senior police say their youth crime crackdown in Western New South Wales is working. Over 190 young offenders have already been charged as part of Operation Regional Mongoose. Assistant Commissioner Rod Smith says it'll continue for many months to come.
It's only a matter of time before someone is either killed or seriously injured, either being one of the young people involved or an innocent member of the public. And that's the type of thing that we're trying to prevent and stop. But the community should be reassured that we are throwing everything we have at this.
Rental growth has continued across the region as supply remains tight. In the Central West, the current weekly median rent has jumped 2% compared to this time last year, with an average property setting you back $470 a week. Meanwhile, in the Arana, the figure has jumped 5% to $420. And the pricing regulator wants to increase charges for bulk water services in line with inflation. IPART has made a draft decision to hike fees by around 3.7% from July 1. It affects bulk water users in the Murray-Darling Basin. With Origin fast approaching, the New South Wales halves selection debate is well underway. Orange product Jack Whiten declared last year his rep footy days are over. However, former Blues playmaker Mitchell Pearce has told listeners Footy Talk he'd be perfect as 5'8".
I think his style suits that rugged type of game. He's a big body. He loves the tight type of footy. Like, if the defence is good, it doesn't change the way Jack approaches it. If defence is coming up and at him and it's a rugged game of footy, he thrives on that.